हे वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11th चैप्टर 1st द कर्स अपॉन द यदु डायनेस्टी टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। ये को पिता सुबहु पांडुसुता सपत्ने दुर्द्युत हेलन चक्र ग्रहणाधिभिस्ता कृत्वा निमित्तमितरेतर ममेतान् हत्वा नृपानिरहरत् क्षितिभारमीश I think we'll just go word by word meaning ye those who kupita were angered subahu excessively time and time again pandusuta the sons of pandu सपत्ने बाय देयर एनिमीज दुर्द्युत बाय डुप्लिसिटस गैम्बलिंग हेलन इंसल्ट्स कच्छ ग्रहण ग्रैबिंग द हेयर ऑफ द्रौपदी आदि भी एंड अदर इंपेच्युएसेस तान देम द पांडवस कृत्वा मेकिंग निमित्तम द इमीडिएट कॉज इतर इतरता कन्फ्रंटिंग वन अनदर ऑन अपोजिट साइड्स समेतान ऑल असेंबल्ड हत्वा किलिंग नृपान द किंग्स निरहरत टुक अवे वंस एंड फॉर ऑल क्षिति ऑफ द अर्थ भारम द बर्डन ईशा द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। Translation in purport. Because the sons of Pandu were enraged by the numerous offenses of their enemies, such as duplicitous gambling, verbal insults, the seizing of Draupadi's hair, and many other cruel transgressions, the Supreme Lord engaged those Pandavas as the immediate cause to execute his will. On the pretext of the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna arranged for all the kings who were burdening the earth to assemble with their armies on opposite sides of the battlefield. And when the Lord killed them through the agency of the war, the earth was relieved of its burden. The Pandavas were repeatedly harassed by their enemies, such as Duryodhan and Dushasan. As innocent young princes, the Pandavas had no enemy. But Duryodhan was constantly plotting against his helpless cousins. The Pandavas were sent to a house of luck, which was later burned to the ground. They were administered poison, and their chaste wife Draupadi was publicly insulted when her hair was pulled and an attempt was made to strip her naked. Throughout these dangers, Lord Sri Krishna constantly protected the Pandavas, who were fully surrendered to him and who knew no shelter other than him. In this verse, the word itare tartha is significant. Previous to the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna had personally killed many demons, including Putana, Keshi, Aghasur and Kansa. Now Krishna wanted to complete his mission of removing the earth's burden by the remaining impious persons. But as stated here, Kritva Nimittam, the Lord did not personally kill but empowered his devotees Arjuna and the other Pandavas to remove the impious kings. Thus acting personally and through his immediate expansion Balaram, as well as by empowering his pure devotees such as the Pandavas, Krishna fully displayed the pastimes of the Yugavatar by re-establishing religious principles and ridding the world of demons. Although the general purpose of the Kurukshetra battle was to kill the demons, but by Krishna's arrangement, some great devotees such as Bhishma also appeared to be inimical toward the Lord. But as described in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.39 by the words Hata Gata Sarupam, many great devotees played with the Lord as enemies and upon being killed by Krishna returned immediately to his abode in the spiritual sky in their original spiritual bodies. Because God is absolute, by his killing he simultaneously removes the demons from the earth and encourages his pure devotees. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everyone for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Now the 11th canto has started. First chapter, second verse. The curse upon the Addu dynasty. And in this verse we can see that how Shukadev Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj about Lord Krishna's purpose of coming to this material world as Yuga Avatar. And while closing his pastime before going back, he could see that there could be another danger if his descendants, Yadu dynasty, Yadavas, they remain on the earth. And in this verse, we can see that how Lord arranges things very inconceivably. When he saw that Pandavas were tormented by their own brothers, right from childhood, they were in constant fear. Total insecurity. Because their own cousin brothers were not just trying to usurp their property, but making attempts to kill them. That was quite serious. And when Lord Krishna, when he came, right from his childhood, he was killing many demons. We can see in Vrindavan, when he was a small infant child, that time Kansa was sending so many powerful demons to kill Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna, he was killing these demons as a sport. It was like everyday sport, killing some demon before the breakfast or during when the children used to go herding the cows and all. And it was like breaking some big toys for Lord Krishna. Children play with the toys sometimes, horse, animals, different animals, birds. And sometimes they break those toys. So Krishna was breaking big, big toys. Those who were coming in the form of big, big demons. And it was not a big strenuous job for him. It was very easy. It was like a, as he was killing these demons, he was simultaneously giving happiness to his devotees. And sometimes they were being too much of anxiety. What will happen now? Krishna is entering in the mouth of Aghasur. But they had faith that Krishna is entering, so we don't have to worry. Will be protected. Krishna jumps in the Yamuna lake and everyone is in anxiety. What will happen? This Kaliya serpent is there, so much poisonous snake. He has such strong venom in his hoods. But Krishna is not afraid of that because Krishna cannot be killed. Krishna is a supreme person. And under the potency of Yoga Maya. He covers everyone. He even covers devotee's vision. And sometimes there is fear, anxiety in the hearts of devotees. What will happen? And in this way we can see that Lord Krishna, when he was in Vrindavan, he was killing so many demons. Then when he came to Mathura, there he killed Kansa, Chanvara, Mushtika, Kuvala, Peda. So many giant demons were coming. And in front of them Krishna was very small infant child, no power at all. But really we cannot compare. So Krishna was killing all of them. Even Jarasandha, he was defeated so many times. 18 times finally Krishna had another plan, so he ran away from there. And his whole purpose of killing all these demons was to rid the earth from demonic people. That was the reason why Krishna was killing. Because the earth, the mother earth, had become burdened by such demonic people. And in the very beginning of 10th canto, we had seen that Mother Earth took the form of cow. And she approached Brahmaji. And she was pleading that this is my condition. I'm suffering. Because so many demonic people are trampling upon my surface and their sins are more heavy. I cannot tolerate that. Please do something. And when Brahmaji heard this request, he along with other demigods approached Shirodakshai Vishnu. Shvetadvip. It is explained that there is a planet in this material world, Shvetadvip, where Lord resides in the Shirsagar ocean. Shirodakshai Vishnu. And he could not, it is explained that from the shore there was some kind of communication, transcendental communication. They offered Purusha Shukta prayers. And it is said that apparently there was no response for some time. But Brahmaji, he could hear. He got some message from Lord that, yes, I am going to appear. You all start preparing. So many demigods, so many of Krishna's eternal associates, they took births in different dynasties. Some they took in his own family, those who are very close as Krishna's associates, and some as various opposite kings also. And their whole purpose was to assist Lord Krishna. And we can see that when he was doing Lord Krishna, he did all this. And here in the 11th canto, we can see that all these enemies, all these demonic people were killed. And Duryodhan, Dushasan, they were quite envious of Pandavas. They also had to be killed. So Lord arranged battle of Kurukshetra. Because Pandavas, who were suffering, who had tolerated so many insults, gambling match, Draupadi was inserted, poisonous cake was fed to them, in the house of lack they were attempted to be killed alive. So all these things were going on in the hearts of Pandavas, and especially Bhima was burning with vengeance. He was waiting for a day when he could take the revenge. And Krishna engaged their propensities in one sense, we can see. Krishna could have killed them all, Kauravas, very easily. But of course we know that Krishna had decided not to take any weapons in his hand during the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And there was a fight between Pandavas and Kauravas. We can see that, how this war was fought for 18 days. And all of them, Duryodhana, Dushasan, all of them were killed. That was the second phase, we can say. First, Krishna's childhood pastime, Jarasandha, Mathura, battlefield of Kurukshetra was like the second phase. And phase three was, Krishna was feeling that there could be still danger to Mother Earth. Because his own relatives, his own children, grandchildren, could be the cause of another calamity or disturbance in this, on the planet Earth. And he wanted to take them back. That was also another reason. Because they came, they performed their duties or whatever, they participated in Krishna's pastimes. Now it's time to go back. So, Krishna wanted to take them back also. So this Maushala Leela was arranged. That the club, the iron club, became the cause of destruction. And it is very sometimes disheartening to read such verses. It's not easy. Because why Krishna goes back and how he winds up his pastimes are very, very inconceivable. So that was the, as a Yugavatar, as the incarnation for this age of Dwapar, Krishna did that. And he established dharma. He gave the teachings in the form of Bhagavad Gita. And we can see that this Bhagavad Gita is still read, revered, practiced by devotees. That was a message Lord Krishna gave, that how to live a proper Krishna conscious life, how to practice his teachings in one's life. And then later, we can see that Kali Yuga began. Kali Yuga is a very difficult age. And although Krishna had established the principles of religion, still the power of Kali Yuga is so strong that his teachings are degenerating so faster. In fact, it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe in the 12th canto, we will see that. Tatascha anudinam dharmam shaucham satyam dayaksham kalena balina rajam nangshanti ayu balasmriti. Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that tatascha anudinam, that means almost like every day of Kali Yuga, there would be destruction, there will be degeneration of all the religious principles. And people will be completely bewildered in this Kali Yuga. The darkness of this age of Kali is so powerful that one cannot see what is light, what is the correct path. There is so much of confusion and chaotic situation in the society that people are not afraid of killing other poor animals. In fact, it has become kind of cultural activity, isn't it? Trying to tame innocent animals. It's so bad. Taming one's mind is more difficult than controlling one poor animals. But it is so much of ignorance. And so many sinful activities are going on. And almost 500 years before, Advaita Acharya, he was feeling real compassion towards the fallen people of this Kali Yuga. He was practicing devotional service in his own life, and he was seeing that what people are doing around. They have got human form of life. It is an opportunity to perfect one's life, go back home, back to Godhead. But what they are doing? They are taking intoxication in the name of demigod worship or Kali Puja and all, killing innocent animals. And so much of materialism was spreading. And people were sometimes may chant the names of Hari while taking bath or something. So he was praying to the Supreme Lord that you had to come again. You had come in Dwapar Yuga, you had established principles, but again you had to come. And we can see that the Supreme Lord, he feels compassion towards Kali Yuga people, and especially to respond to the prayers of his devotees. He decided to come again as Yuga Avatar in Kali Yuga, and that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to deliver all fallen conditioned souls. And in a Kali Yuga, almost everyone is a fallen conditioned soul. And what are the enemies? It is explained that in earlier ages, the enemies were sometimes staying in different planets. Later, on different islands. In Dwapar Yuga, same family. But in Kali Yuga, these enemies reside in one's own body or consciousness, in one's heart. And we can see that sometimes the enemies are so powerful. There is always battle between positivity and negativity within ourself. We can see that. That sometimes when somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, they see that there is so much of positivity. There is so much of hope that yes, there is now some hope for me. There is something higher than what is material life or things around. There is some higher consciousness. So we get some glimpse. And again, sometimes one may get caught up into negativity. And one may think that, oh, what is the use of practicing bhakti? Who has seen God? Whether I'll go back home, back to Godhead or not. So many negativity again starts attacking. And there is always this kind of battle is going on within. Shubha Vilas Prabhu, I hope he's not here. He has written an amazing book. Open-Eyed Meditations. If somebody has read the book, it's really wonderful book. And he has gone so deep into so many of wonderful facets of our own, how we deal with ourselves, how we deal with the material world, people around us, and what are the different ways we perceive the world, and how we can fix our consciousness properly. So yesterday I was trying to read one wonderful meditation he has written. He has given a very apt name to his book, Open-Eyed Meditations. Meditation, these are wonderful meditations, and one can openly see that, that these things are really true. Or somebody is not able to see, probably his eyes will open. Therefore, open-eyed meditation. It's a really wonderful book. And it has become a national bestseller book, for your information. So therefore, it is a must to read the book. And I was so happy to read that. I was thinking that it is such an important book. Prabhupada has given so many wonderful books. We should read those books. Prabhupada's disciples are writing books, and we should also read those books. And now Prabhupada's disciples are writing the books, and we should read those books also. So we have enough, so many books to read and improve our consciousness. If we are seeking, we will really find that positivity. We will see that how Krishna is manifesting. Krishna is empowering somebody. We can see that. How otherwise, without Krishna's empowerment, one cannot write such books. So, I was reading one wonderful meditation yesterday. Jealousy, a terrorist attack on the self. I mean, what kind of thinking and meditation he has done to go into such details and trying to analyze the negativity within us, and how, what is the solution? If we know that there is negativity within my heart, but sometimes we don't know the solution. And he has given wonderful solutions for that, how to counteract that. So here he explained that it is not like a somebody acts cruel towards us. Then that is not a jealousy. But jealousy is like when we inflict pain upon ourselves. One must read that actually, I'm not able to repeat exactly. But when others attack you, that's cruelty. But when you attack yourselves, that is jealousy. So that kind of negativity within the heart can really disturb one's consciousness. And one cannot see things clearly. And therefore, he has given a solution that let us grow from the psychological childhood of jealousy to the mature adulthood of self-acceptance. It will take some time to process this sentence. Let us grow from the psychological child of jealousy to the mature adulthood of self-acceptance. So he explains that when somebody fails, then one may, he's not able to become successful, and one may think that I am worth nothing, there is no worth trying anything in spiritual life, or even in material life. So that is a very naive understanding. One must rise above that. There is hope. Always hope. And one who tries sincerely, Krishna will send. Krishna will protect us. Although there may be so many difficulties. But if somebody is sincerely trying, Krishna will really protect. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a Yugavatar, he wanted to give this understanding. And he wrote only 8 verses. And those 8 verses are Shikshashtakam prayers. And it begins with Cheto Darpana Marjanam. One must clean one's heart. That is the first beginning. That is the beginning. And when one practices that, and it is not that, okay, I have chanted for so many years and now I am pure devotee after 20, 30, 40 years. Because everyone starts accepting, one starts getting the position, power, and so many designations come. And one may think that now I don't have to be explain anything. I know everything. And I am the supreme now. So that is another danger. Because material energy is so powerful that it will, when this material energy will change our consciousness, we don't understand. Sometimes within a flip of a moment, all our consciousness will be simply changed. We may do tapasya or strict morning programs for so many years, do so many austerities and so many achievements we may get. And we may get that feeling also, yes, I am doing that. And within a flip of a moment, we start thinking that, yes, this is, I am doing this. Everyone must respect me. I am the controller now. And everything should happen according to my orders. So that's another danger. And instead of becoming servant of the servant, we may try to control. So therefore, that service attitude can change within a moment. And we may try to become the controllers. If you are not maintaining that service attitude, if you are not praying to the Supreme Lord, to Srila Prabhupada, that let me perform these services in the proper consciousness. Because ultimately the consciousness is very important. What consciousness we perform our services. So therefore, it's very, very important that we don't get affected by the material energy. So that is the power of material energy, that one may have tried for so many years, practice sincerely, but if one's consciousness is not careful, then consciousness can get polluted within no time. So therefore, one has to be extremely careful, one should practice with great sincerity, that this is my condition. This is my situation in this material world. I'm completely helpless and I really need the mercy of devotees, the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Then only one will be protected. Otherwise, one may get caught up into material energy. So therefore, therefore we can see that how one, after certain years, one is not afraid of committing sins. Sometimes we have to tell people that God is watching. If you do these sinful activities, you know that God is there and He's watching all our activities. And you'll be caught, you'll suffer, you'll get punishments. And one devotee was telling me that in these days, nobody is afraid of God. People have become very fearless. They think that God is not watching. We don't have to worry. They become so affected, so much of blinded by the anarthas that they can't see that God is watching us. And therefore we can see that people are, even devotees are not hesitant to commit sins. So that's the danger, how Maya attacks. So one may not be afraid of God in today's world, or we may say that I'm not afraid of God. But if I say Google is watching you, then what is your condition? Because your all activities are recorded. Somebody is tracking your all searches and researches, where you are going, what is going on in your heart now. Are you afraid of Google? Yes. So therefore one has to be very careful. Even the simple algorithms and all that, they are devised in such a way that whatever you are doing, somebody is tracking. So this is just a material one planet. What to speak of Krishna's energies, Krishna's agents? They are everywhere. They are more powerful. And for every action there is a reaction. So therefore, if one is committing sinful activities, it is not that one can easily escape. There will be some punishment. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that this is the condition of Kali Yuga people, that they are so sinful, that they are committing sins and they don't realize that it is a sin. So therefore he came to give the mercy, to change the hearts of people. And therefore, this is what is required. Krishna consciousness is our original consciousness. That has been covered over for so many lifetimes. So many lifetimes it has been covered over. We have lost that connection with God. And therefore we are suffering in this material world. And therefore, Lord came to give this consciousness that you become Krishna conscious, you chant the holy names, you associate with devotees, hear from them. And even you may be fallen, you may have performed sinful activities, but if you take shelter of the Lord, you'll be protected. And that consciousness, Srila Prabhupada understood that that is the scarcity in this material world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he met Srila Prabhupada at the first time, he told that there is no scarcity of anything in this material world. There are enough resources. All the natural resources are available. But what is the scarcity? Scarcity of Krishna consciousness. Lack of Krishna consciousness. That is the only problem in this material world. And what is the solution? Solution is to become Krishna conscious. To again revive that original consciousness. That is the only solution. There is no other solution. All other solutions are temporary. Of course, to bring to that platform, there is a struggle. To come to that platform of original Krishna consciousness, there is a struggle. Because always this fight of positivity and negativity will go on. And we can see that how to overcome that, how to develop that positive attitude. How to understand, first of all, if you can, if you approach a positive person, if you give two negative things to him, he will take those two negative things and make one positive. Even amidst negativity, he'll be always positive. But if we approach a negative-minded person, even if you give some positive advice, you'll break it into two negatives and make everything negative. So therefore, what is positivity and what is negativity within our heart? How to remain above all this? One has to be very careful. One should realize that what is higher level of consciousness. So therefore, this is the process of Krishna consciousness. When it is practiced properly, otherwise, even in Krishna consciousness, one may find out so many loopholes, so many deviations, and one can misinterpret in so many ways. And therefore, we can see that even after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, we can see that the real teachings were obscured. Or so many apasampradayas, they came. Why? Because again, the rituals took over, or the externals took over, and the real intent or the original substance of Krishna consciousness was lost. So therefore, to understand this process, one has to go more deeper. It is not just mere external show, but there is much more deeper understanding, deeper consciousness one must develop. And therefore, this process, when practiced properly, one can make tremendous advancement. And one can get the real benefit of the Yuga Avatar for this age, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come to deliver so many fallen conditioned souls. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. My question is maybe when you can say some words about it, how we can compare these times, what we have now, with sinful activities and what's going on in the world, and the people are not so pious, not so religious, and the times when Krishna was there 5,000 years ago was with demoniac kings and demoniac nature.
Make it a little clearer, I'm not able to hear properly.
Maybe please when you can say some words about it, about these times, what we have now with sinful activities and so many people live not in in Krishna consciousness or in God consciousness, and in the times when Krishna was there and there was also demoniac kings and this and that. You can maybe say something about this, to compare these two times, what is between and...
Can you repeat, Baldev
Prabhu? Krishna time, he is asking. Krishna time, also there is a demonic nature was there.
Correct, correct.
In the present time, also there is a demonic nature. Can you differentiate what is the correlation between these two? How can you say it and how can you...
These two, I don't have the words exact. But this is given in the scriptures that in every yuga there have been two demonic and divine natures. Even in Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, divine and demonic natures. So they have been existing since the beginning. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, they have been existing. So that is it. And in Kali Yuga they reside in one's own heart. So therefore this process has been given. Earlier, like why these enemies had to be killed? They had to be personally killed because they were born with those kind of, predominantly they were having those demonic natures. So that cannot be changed. They had to be killed. Those who were born with divine natures, their qualities were different. But in Kali Yuga, if you had to kill, then practically we had to kill everyone. That's not a practical solution. So therefore, Lord has modified the process in Kali Yuga, that you change your consciousness. You purify your heart. When you purify your heart, then you can see everything clearly. Otherwise, previously, all those demons were killed. They got liberated. Those demons were killed by Lord Krishna. They got liberated and they achieved various destinations. But that is not possible in Kali Yuga. Only way is to go more deeper. What is our original consciousness? These qualities of divine and demonic will be always there within us. So therefore there is a struggle within. So we have to practice bhakti. The more we practice bhakti, we will see that those anarthas are getting removed. Therefore we can see that so many, even in the case of Jagai and Madai, they were doing sinful activities, but they took the process, the chanting, and then they became purified. So the power of the holy name is very, very strong. The holy name is very, very powerful. And it explained that even he may be a shvapacha, dog eater. Somebody chants the holy name. He can get elevated to the position of becoming a guru. So therefore, when the process is practiced properly, one can reach to the higher levels. Because the original consciousness, original nature of spiritual nature, that is our real self. That has divine qualities. That has divine qualities. Being compassionate to others. Being merciful. All those qualities are of spirit soul. They have been covered for many, many lifetimes. So many coverings have been going on. So therefore, once we start cleaning up all that, then our real nature will come. So therefore, the process is very powerful. If somebody practices this, one can make tremendous progress within short time. And it is not a question of how many number of years, but it is a matter of consciousness. Even therefore, Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness can be achieved even within one moment. If we change, because as soon as we go deeper, we tune in, our whole perception of the material world completely changes. We start seeing in a completely different way. So therefore, process is very powerful, and although earlier the demons had to be killed, in Kali Yuga it's not possible. Is that answer your question? Anybody has any other comments or questions? Krantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.